This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. The civil rights organization LULAC is celebrating today's decision from an El Paso federal court that bars Texas from using its new congressional maps. The state legislature voted for new maps that gave Republicans an edge at the request of President Trump. LULAC's national president, Roman Pomolares.
Hopefully, this sends the right message across the country, not only in Texas, but it sends this message across the country that it's all about playing fair, and it should be all about representing all our American people.
The state now has to use a map the Texas legislature adopted in 2021. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the state will appeal today's ruling. Governor Abbott has designated the Council on American-Islamic Relations as a foreign terrorist organization, along with the Muslim Brotherhood. News 88.7 government reporter Andrew Schneider has more.
The declaration authorizes a lawsuit to enjoin CARES operations in Texas and, quote, impose other reasonable requirements to prevent the organization from engaging in future gang activities.
At the federal level, the designation of an FTO means that they're toxic.
University of Houston Law Center professor Emily Berman says the federal designation bars anyone from providing monetary support on pain of criminal prosecution.
Using that same label in Texas might be designed to and actually might have the effect of drying up financial support.
CARE issued a statement defending its record as a civil rights organization. It says it has successfully sued Abbott three times on First Amendment grounds and is prepared to do so again. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
A federal judge has issued a preliminary injunction that prohibits some school districts, including Conroe ISD, from displaying the Ten Commandments in classrooms. Senate Bill 10 that was passed this summer requires all public schools to hang a copy of the Ten Commandments in classrooms. There's a chance of patchy fog later on tonight, overnight low near 69 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.